Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, dedicated to bringing you what you need to know to live your own vital life. I'm your host, Luke Longo, and together we're going to explore what it means to live a vital life, from advanced nutrition to spiritual development. We'll delve into the things that really matter in your life. With that said, let's get into it. Welcome back. This episode is going to be dedicated to one topic, but in that one topic, it's probably going to be 100 topics, but that's okay. You're here to learn. You're here to have fun. I'm going to take you on a journey. This episode is going to be talking all about dopamine and how your dopamine levels. I know, right? You're like, what the? Just listen. Dopamine is an essential thing for your body, for your brain to work and function properly. And I'm here to teach you how to game your body, how to trick your brain into making hard things and doing difficult tasks enjoyable and addicting, and accomplishing difficult things addicting. And you become addicted to becoming someone who can do whatever they want because you know how to manage your dopamine levels the right way. That sounds interesting. Hold up, hold that little screaming person inside you that's like, I want to know what dopamine is. And I want you to click the subscribe button on Apple and Spotify podcasts. Turn those notifications on. Share this episode. Please share the episode. That's the only way this is going to work. You got to share the episode. You got to show this to somebody and be like, hey, look, dopamine. All right. If you enjoyed the podcast, I really love to get a like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I know it's early. Help me out, though. Help me out. I'm done. I promise. Let's hop into the episode. All right. Let's talk about dopamine, okay? And what dopamine does in your brain. Just a little summary of what dopamine does, okay? So you have these things called neurons in your brain. And those neurons are basically just switches that turn on and off, and sometimes they're weakly on. It's like you got a dimmer. They're almost like a dimmer too. They're just starting to realize that. I'm going deep, but you got it. It's kind of like a dimmer. Okay, it's a light dimmer. You could turn them on really bright or lower them off, and it's like a switch and a dimmer and the same thing. What dopamine does is it turns on those neurons. It turns on those things, and it helps facilitate and it helps enforce those pathways, those switches. The switches that have more dopamine, they get more dopamine, they become reinforced, and so they're easier to switch on and off, easier to move the dimmer. Where are you going with this? What I'm trying to explain to you is that dopamine is a molecule that is going through your brain and going through your body, quite frankly. Dopamine is a reinforcement molecule. Dopamine will help you reinforce the processes that you're doing. Because it's like a reward for your body. When you do something, you get dopamine as a reward, and therefore it reinforces those pathways in the brain. You pull up your phone, you go on Instagram, you click, you post a picture, and then you're getting likes and you're getting messages. This person liked your picture. This person liked your picture. This person liked your picture. And what is that doing for you? That is every single one of those likes, those notifications, that is a hit of dopamine. That hit of dopamine is going to reinforce the Instagram posting behavior, okay? Every time you go into your pantry and you pop open a bag of chips and you go, chips, and you just start grubbing on some chips and eating and eating and eating, you are getting hits of dopamine. That dopamine, again, is a reinforcement pathway. Therefore, next time you're feeling hungry, you're going to lean towards opening that pantry and eating those chips because you're going to get more dopamine from eating those chips than you are from eating a nice big old salad or a nice big piece of raw broccoli, okay? There's a reason you would rather eat chips than raw broccoli. And one of those reasons is the dopamine response, the dopamine reward that you get from eating chips is much higher than the dopamine reward that you're getting from eating raw broccoli, okay? You're like, I don't fucking like Rob Rockley. Who does? I mean, I like Rob Rockley. Okay. So now that you understand what dopamine is a molecule that is your body is using it as a reward. Your brain's like, here you go. Here's a little good stuff. And you're like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I like that. And you get that dopamine. Okay. And with that dopamine, it reinforces the pathways that you used, the neurons that you used, the lights that you flipped, and reinforces them. And it makes it so that the next time you're in a similar state and you have similar feelings, you're going to lean on the pathway that is reinforced. Okay. If you're hungry and you're craving something to eat, you are going to lean on the highest amount of dopamine, the highest pathway, the highest neurons, the switches that are the easiest to flip to get that dopamine. You're also going to rely on what gives you the highest hit of dopamine. Okay. So you're getting the amount of the reward and the simplicity of the reward, how easy it is to get the reward. Those two things are very important for your dopamine. If that bag of chips was at the top of a mountain, I don't think you give a shit about that bag of chips anymore. You get like, that's how it is. The harder it is for you to get a reward, then the less likely you are to do it. If at the top of that mountain is only a bag of chips, or better yet, is only a piece of broccoli, you're not going to go climb that mountain. You know, you're not going to go climb that mountain for a piece of broccoli. Okay. On the other hand, if that bag of chips is on the top of a little hill, I can see you going for that bag of chips. It's just a little hill. But if that raw broccoli is on top of the little hill, it's not as powerful. It's not as big of a reward. You're like, I don't care about broccoli. I'll just go to the store. I don't need to climb the hill. I'll just do whatever. Okay. You get what I'm saying? The amount of dopamine you get from something and the difficulty at which it is to receive that reward. Difficulty at which it is to receive that dopamine. Are you following me? I know you are. You're following me. Those two concepts. The ease at which you can get dopamine, that you can receive dopamine, posting a picture on Instagram, it's pretty easy. Unless you're like, oh shit, what do I gotta post? Or if it's a high amount of dopamine, whether it's a drug, or it's food, or it's sex. Dopamine is essential to the human body, is essential to really life. If you don't have dopamine, you have no drive to accomplish anything. There is no reward for doing anything. So then why do it? With no dopamine, why do it? There's no reward. Why do it? Think about dopamine as the thing that keeps you on your path. Okay. That keeps you doing the thing that you're doing so that you can get that reward at the end of the path. Now, how can you game this? How can you trick your brain into doing difficult things to get very little amount of dopamine? All right, this is important for you to understand. You don't need to do everything I'm going to tell you in this podcast, but it's important for you to realize that you have power over your body, but you cannot be ignorant about it. Everyone has the ability to change their life. But that doesn't mean everyone's going to be able to change their life. That's because you need to work with your body and not against it. You're not going to go swim upstream and try and fight your body tooth and nail every step of the way. Push, 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 push through. You become exhausted and you get slapped in the face by your body. Okay, do not try that. Don't try to fight your body. Move with your body. Flow with your body. Try and edge yourself and push yourself towards what you want to do. In this case, the best way to kind of trick your brain to doing things that are difficult, to be able to be motivated, to be able to do things at night. You know, I sit here at night. I'll make a podcast. During the day, I'll make a podcast. I'll go to work. I'll come back. I go to the gym. I eat clean. I do all these things that people are like, you are fucking insane. And I'm like, yeah, I am. And it is, but I love what I'm doing. I love this. I love talking like this. I love explaining these things to you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help people. That's kind of how I think I'm. That's why I think I'm here. You know, that's why I think I'm here. So please listen to what I'm about to say, because this could change your life forever. If you realize that your dopamine is going to be one of the most pivotal things that you can use, that you can leverage, that you can recreate so that you can live the life that you want to live and not the life that you've kind of just been thrusted through and given. You know, the choices that you've made, you feel like you chose this. You created this, okay? What do? You cut out all the easy and all the high rewarding things of dopamine that are unnatural, all right? You cut out all the easy things with high amounts of dopamine. What do I mean by that? Cut out video games. Cut out YouTube. Cut out Instagram. Cut out Facebook. Cut out chips. Cut out all the things that are going to give you pleasure without you working for it. When you work for your pleasure, you have an appreciation. You build the capacity. I'm not saying you work your ass off to get you're not climbing Mount Everest to get broccoli. All right. But you're not going to be just gifted bags of candy and bags of chips and all those great things anymore. You're not going to just be gifted that stuff. You're going to have some appreciation for the work that you need to put in. You're going to be able to stay on a path that even though you're not seeing results, you're going to be able to stay on it because you have the capacity to do so. You have the ability to sit in class and listen and listen and listen. And even though you don't get it, you're still going to go home and you're going to study it. Even though you don't understand what the teacher's saying to you and you think everything is in a different language, X squared plus two and all these things, you're going to go home and you're going to take what you saw on that whiteboard and you're going to study it and you're going to understand it. You're going to learn it. But if you don't have the capacity to take the time to do these things, you're never going to be able to do them. How can you have the capacity? How can you have all these things? Well, you cut out chips. You cut out candies. You cut out YouTube. You cut out Netflix. And when I say cut out, you limit it. You limit yourself. And you can only do these things after you have accomplished the task that you want to do. Set yourself up so that you do the hard things first, and then you can reward yourself not only by accomplishing the hard thing, but you can reward yourself with YouTube. You can reward, don't reward yourself with chips. I do not condone that. I do not condone eating unhealthy. It sounds like a psychopath, and I am basically a psychopath, but I don't condone. If you want to have a bag of chips, that's fine. I'm not telling you to never eat chips ever again. But what I'm saying is, don't resort to these easy hits of dopamine in light of doing nothing. You have to do something difficult. Get your body used to doing something difficult, or else you will just spiral down this thing of, I don't want to do anything but the things that give me pleasure. And if you think about it, if the only things you enjoy are feeling rewarded, like extremely rewarding, extremely like, oh, I feel good. You know, if that's the only thing you care about in life, then you're just going to go down the spiral of doing things that are so easy and so high dopamine stimulating, high dopamine output, that you're going to end up becoming overweight, lazy, not motivated, addicted to drugs, addicted to whatever you want, porn, addicted to whatever it is, these easy things that you do. And you know what you're going to feel? You're going to feel empty inside. You're going to feel alone and empty inside. This is the harsh truth. This is the things that I've went through. All right. These are the things that I've dealt with in my life already. And so I want you to realize that it's not that difficult to do these things that you want to do, but just somehow can't sit down, take the time to do these things. There's a lot of things that go into this. Think about dopamine, you know, biological. I'm your biological guy. I'm your cell and molecular biologist. Dopamine plays a big role in our behavior. Okay. Think about everyone that's just hitting jewels. Everyone that's just sitting watching Netflix. Everyone that's sitting watching YouTube. No one just watches those things because there is no reward. You watch these things, you do these things because you get rewarded with biochemicals. Dopamine, neurotransmitters, serotonin. These things are your rewards for doing stuff. That's your body's system of saying, hey, good job. Except it's been hijacked. It's been hijacked by all these different things. Okay, so you got to take this back into your life. I'm not saying stop everything, but if you want to stop everything and see what it's like to go a week without that stuff, and then see how your capacity to be able to do things just grows over a week, over a month. I stopped using social media for like over 2 years. And I've just been able to accomplish things that I didn't even think people were doing. I didn't even think was possible. It didn't even come to my head that this was a thing. I want people to realize that there is power in knowledge. There's power in biology. You know, stop fighting your body. Stop trying to force yourself to do these things, and you're just doing it wrong. You could do this so much more easily if you just teach your body to do difficult things and let your body become separated from the high dose of dopamine. I guess what I didn't explain earlier is that as you continue to increase your dopamine levels, it takes more and more dopamine to get the same result. You have a tolerance, like all drugs. I'm sure people know what this tolerance is. When you're drinking alcohol, the first time you get fucked off of one drink, but the second time, third time, fourth time, you build up a tolerance to alcohol. Same thing with all drugs. Same thing with all pharmaceuticals. Same thing with all foods. I don't know about foods, but with these molecules, you build up a tolerance to them. And so it takes more and more and more of these things to be able to get the same response. And so if you have the same amount, you hit a less of a response. So you need to detox, dopamine detox, quotation marks. It's important to understand, and they're somewhat right, but it's not the complete truth. You need a dopamine detox, but it's not like a literal detox of whatever it is. It's more of stop going on these high dopamine outputting things and these easy things that give you high dopamine outputs. Just stop eating the chips for a little while. Stop going playing video games. Stop going on Netflix. Stop doing all these things. And I know you're like, stop telling me to stop. But this is what it is. See how it is. Okay, this is the truth. Or at least don't do these things until you have accomplished what you want to accomplish. If you want to study, don't do these things until after you've studied. If you want to read a book, read 30 pages, then go watch Netflix, then go watch YouTube, go do whatever. Okay. If you want to learn a new craft or learn a new skill, go learn some of it, try it, practice it, then go do whatever you want. But what you'll realize is that as you do this, you become addicted to doing the difficult things because your body starts to crave dopamine. It takes less dopamine to get a huge response because you've been suppressed from all these things. You've stopped going on all this stuff. It takes so little dopamine to get a response, to get a reward when you've been not depriving yourself, but just not oversaturating everything. It's like Mother Nature kicks back in. You know, if you were in a forest and you're first human ever, smashing two sticks together, that's going to give you dopamine. That's putting two sticks together and going, ooh. That's going to help. That's going to release dopamine. And that's going to drive you to create things. And so that's how it worked in the beginning. And it's been hijacked. It's been taken from you. And so now you take it back. Okay. You could put those sticks together and have joy from fucking putting two sticks together and making a one long stick. As a little kid, I used to take the Expo markers and stick the Expo markers together and go doom, doom, doom. And so I had five Expo markers in a long line. And I felt like I was freaking a wizard. And I was waving around this. Like, that's the level of curiosity that you should have. That's the level of play you should go through life with. You know, it shouldn't be this gray, gloomy things. And you need all this other stuff to bring you dopamine. It should be a natural curiosity with what's going on around you. Dopamine helps you learn. There's a reason why you have dopamine when you're trying to figure stuff out. Dopamine helps you figure things out. Dopamine helps you continue on the path that you're on until you've reached the aha moment. Those neurons have connected together. Okay, so I'm going to finish this with just stop doing the things that are simple and make you feel good, that are easy and make you feel good, and just start doing difficult things and then rewarding yourself at the end. Start doing difficult things And then when you finish those difficult things, you will feel so good because you've not saturating your whole body. You're able to do little things during the day that make you feel like you've accomplished so much. Okay. It make you feel like you've accomplished so much because you're actually have regular, you don't have a tolerance to dopamine. You are actually having like an absence of dopamine. And so like the littlest things, eating something despite what it tastes like will be good because you're not going to be eating sugary foods that are going to be highly rewarding, high dopamine output, and very easy to get. I could go to the store and just go eat a bag of sugar. Okay. But that's not going to make me feel better. It's going to have more dopamine. Honestly, I don't know. I'd feel pretty gross if I ate a whole bag of sugar. I think about it, sticking my hand in there and like pulling out the sugar of my hand and or just like opening it and pouring it in my mouth. That'd be gross. That's not what I want. It's not what I want for you either. Don't be like the guy that eats sugar with their hands. Okay. Separate yourself from the high dopamine output. Understand that if you don't manage your dopamine properly and you don't set up your life so that you can succeed by not oversaturating your body with dopamine. I mean, it literally is so powerful. And that's why I just want to bring it to your mind. And I want you to just try it and just understand. I cannot give to you these things and be like, hey, come here. I can't just take what I know, put it in my hand, package it up really good and just wham you in the forehead with it. And then you're like, oh my God, why was I not doing this? That's kind of what I do with these podcasts. I want to wham you in the ears with them. But it's oh my God. What has happened to me? I really just want you guys to understand that as a molecular biologist and as someone who's done this and been doing this for a while, this is one of the most powerful things you can do to be able to accomplish things, to be able to learn things, to be able to do stuff, even though you're not getting an immediate reward. You know, working on this podcast, my immediate reward is getting to edit the podcast and listen to myself and be like, oh, fucking idiot. And that's my immediate reward. Dopamine is a biomolecule that when you have too much, you build up a tolerance. The easy things that give you dopamine become easy. Do you want to go climb a mountain for broccoli? Or do you want to go walk up a hill for a bag of chips? Okay. In life, you're going to have to climb up that mountain for a piece of broccoli if you want to achieve anything. And it's going to be hard to have the willpower to climb all the way up that mountain to grab that broccoli and to be like, yeah, it was worth it. It's what it seems like. Okay. But in reality, all you got to do is stick to it and not think about it. Stick to it and not think about it. Who gives a shit about a bag of chips on a hill? Come on. Anyone can do that. You got to be the one to climb the mountain to get the broccoli. The best way to do that is to make it that you enjoy climbing the mountain and you love fucking broccoli. Okay? You enjoy climbing the mountain. The only way you're going to be able to enjoy climbing that mountain every step of the way is if you rewire your brain to enjoy the things that are difficult. I fucking love the things that are difficult. I love pushing my body. I love pushing my mind. I love challenges. I love that. I love that dog, that push. That's why I exercise so much. That's why I work out. It's because I get to be in my head and become that crazy man that I really am. If you enjoyed the podcast, leave me a thumbs up. All right. Let me know in the comments. Come on, share this with someone that you just, I don't even need to explain why you got to share this with someone. You know why you know who you got to share this with. Share it with, help me out. Help spread the word, spread the love. All right. With all that being said, go live that vital life. Thank you.